It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm very good, thank you. It was a pretty special weekend, an election result, a victory at the at Eden Park, which I attended, and my grandson's first birthday. Oh. So I don't know whether I'm saying those things all in the right order, but it was good. Yeah,
it was definitely a very eventful weekend. I do want to talk a little bit about the election result and how that's going to affect Auckland Council, but I did want to touch base first on the COVID community transmission case that we did also see pop up over the weekend. Now, this was a port worker and it has been well contained, but it does show us that, you know, we do need to be being precautionary still and taking level one as a serious level, not just a nothing sort of back to normality. What does this mean for Auckland City? Are we having to look at any of our processes differently, or does this show us that it's working properly?
Well, a bit of both, actually. I think you're right. It is a timely reminder that though we've beaten coronavirus twice, we are living in a world where we're surrounded by the virus being rampant in a whole lot of other countries, and there will be continual risk at our borders that there will be incursion into our community. And, you know, I think what the latest case showed was, one, that the system was working. As soon as the individual concerned felt the symptoms, he got tested. As soon as he was tested, they did the contact tracing. As I saw last night, I think that the close contacts, all that have been tested so far, have tested negative. Mm-hmm. Some tests still to come in. So we had Ashley Bloomfield saying, look, we think that we've got this under control. There is no reason for people to panic. But you know, it is so easy, isn't it, for all of us? Mm. And I said, I was at, you know, in a crowd of 46,000 on Sunday, just to suddenly think, "Wow, normality, isn't it?" We bask in the delight of living normally, but we've got to be constantly vigilant. Mm-hmm. And the government and the health authorities, I think, you know, it's all a learning experience. You never get everything 100% right, but now we've got a case where we think that, you know, the source of the virus may well have been a foreign sailor who flew into New Zealand, was quarantined while here, but went onto the ship, and that they didn't have a testing regime before the departure of the the foreign workers coming in. So that needs to be looked at. So each time we get this sort of incursion, we need to say, okay, what do we learn from this? Let's tighten the system. But, you know, look, let's be clear about it. That won't be the last time mm-hmm. that we have an incursion like this. As long as we have it around the world, we face that risk, and we'll continue to face that risk until we have an effective vaccination program, which, you know, still might be, you know, a year, 2 years off before we've got everybody vaccinated. So a timely reminder that level one is not level none.
Yes.
So we let's be pleased that we've managed to contain it once again, but let's be vigilant, let's keep using our apps, let's keep following the basic rules of hygiene. And, you know, for the people that are working in risky occupations, this guy had his PPE gear, but somehow there was a failure in that. So each time, let's look at how it happened, and you know, it's like constantly repairing a leaks in a water tank. You've got to find ways of responding when you see that there is some way in which the virus may penetrate into our community.
Now, I do want to touch base on the election result, because obviously what happens at central government does actually have an effect on local governments. And for a massive city like Auckland, it has quite a big impact. So we're seeing a fairly unprecedented Labor majority coming through from this election result on the weekend. What do you hope and anticipate might be some of the biggest takeaways for Auckland as a city on the other side of this, once we've got a parliament established and we move forward into this next term? What would you like to see for Auckland City?
Well, I've got, as always, a long wish list. What I hope for and what I expect are probably two different things. It's good that we've got a stable, consistent government with a clear majority. I think that helps the country as a whole. But it doesn't create any magic wand for central government to suddenly solve all the multitude of challenges that are in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on one hand, why did the government get back? It got back because we felt really good about the leadership that we as a country had had. You know, even my National Party friends tell me that. Well, it was pretty impressive, you know. And that's great, and it's great that we are enjoying life without the community transmission and without people dying in their thousands, as might have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have a multitude of challenges. So, you know, I've put together a letter, which will be my briefing for incoming ministers. I'll head to Wellington to talk to the new ministers when the portfolios are allocated. What's Auckland after? It's, in a sentence, after a fair share of the resources mm-hmm. at central government that are allocated around the country. We don't want more than a fair share, and we certainly don't want less than a fair share.
What would be your priorities on that big long list, though? What's high up there? Is it transport?
Yeah.
What's the biggest one for you?
I think the first priority has got to be about economic recovery after the impact of lockdown of COVID and the international recession caused by COVID. So I'm really keen to work in partnership with government around that. Part of that recovery will be working out how you can safely partially reopen your borders for people like core workers. You know, if we don't get the people in for the City Rail Link or for the Central Interceptor, you know, the specialist engineers, and, you know, because they're here for sometimes, you know, not just months but years, it's family members. So making sure that those people can come in, be properly quarantined and safely allowed into the country. Looking at things like film production, mm-hmm. you know, there are huge opportunities for Auckland and for New Zealand because of our reputation. And I know for a fact that with our lockdown, we've lost a couple of film productions to Ireland, which was, you know, more ready to,
right.
to open up the doors to let people in. But at the same time, what's happening in Auckland at the moment with things like Lord of the Rings, we've got a couple of thousand people working on
yeah.
that. They're spending, you know, $10 million a week in our community. That's really good. So just working with government to see how we can do these things, how we can gradually bring our international students back, because, you know, they're worth $2 to $3 billion to the Auckland economy each year. So all of those things are important. Our ongoing infrastructure challenges,
mm-hmm.
We need another harbour crossing. It won't happen in this decade, but the planning, the route designation,
yeah.
The preparation needs to go into that. Getting light rail off the ground or whatever form of rapid public transit so that we can deal with a situation where we're facing bus congestion within, you know, 5 or 6 years. That's a key thing. Climate change, you know, there's things that we can do locally,
yeah.
But we know in Auckland here, 43%, I think, of our global our carbon emissions are from transport,
mm.
and the biggest contributor to that is the private motor vehicle, and therefore we've got to have some sort of incentivisation for people to begin to convert from petrol and diesel to electric. So I want to work with government on that, getting
mm-hmm.
all our diesel buses converted to electric. That's important. How much longer do you want me to go on?
It's a long list. Unfortunately, we don't have the whole morning, but I'm sure we've got at least 3 more years to work it all out, don't we? So we'll be definitely touching base on some of these again. I did want to talk quickly before we let you go about the Auckland CBD Businesses Association, who's been calling for more of an emphasis on getting people back into the centre of the city, because obviously a lot of the retail businesses, the cafes and things, are really struggling there at the moment, not just because of lockdown, people working at home, but because of all of the roadworks and the City Rail Link and all of the infrastructure building that's going on down there, which is necessary and important, but maybe not necessarily feeling very helpful for all of those businesses. What is the council doing to support that particular group of businesses at the moment?
Well, they are finding it tough, and, you know, you've only just got to walk down Queen Street to see that, all the shops that once were inundated with people off cruise lines, the streets and the cafes and the eating places that were full of international students and international tourists. That's probably the single biggest thing that is hammering the city centre. They are also affected by some workers that have been working at home, and I'm not going to apologise for that. that. When we had COVID in the community, it was sensible to have as many people as we could working out of home who could productively do so. I know that has had an impact, and it's not just the council. We're relatively small in the overall scheme of things, but it's, you know, all the big companies that occupy Queen Street. Look, I'm not going to try and be King Canute and say to industries and people that, you know, have worked productively at home and want to keep doing so for a couple of days a week, you know, that's got an upside as well. It's less congestion on the roads, less carbon emissions. By the same token, you know, we are now in a situation where most of our staff will be coming back into work, and we can help in that way. And it's kind of the difficulty, and it is hard for the centre city, but, you know, what has been a problem for the centre city has been a bit of a boost also to the suburbs, where people are maybe, you know, using the restaurants and the cafes, etc., in their own suburb rather than coming into town.
That is great for those suburbs, but I mean, I guess it doesn't fix the problem for those central city businesses.
No. But, you know, what I'm, you know, all in favour of helping the city centre in any way we can, but not trying to tell people, look, you shouldn't be eating in your local restaurant in your suburb, you should come into town. Or if you want to spend a couple of days a week
How can the council support those businesses then? What are some other methods?
Well, I think all of the things that we're doing actually are focused on the city centre. I mean, you look at where we're spending the money. Yes, it's disruptive at the moment, but when you get the city rail link completed, that doubles the capacity of people to travel by rail into town, which is congestion-free and low emission. So, you know, wow, all of that money is a huge benefit. The fact that we have zoning that enables, you know, I'm just looking out the window at the moment at Pacifica Towers. It's one of the tallest buildings in Auckland, if not the tallest. It's made up of people living in apartments. Now, those people, they aren't cheap apartments. Those people are people that will be shopping centrally, that will be eating centrally. As we get more residents living in the city centre, and that will be a continuing process, that will also give a boost to the city centre. So, you know, in the medium term, I don't feel pessimistic about the city centre at all. The city centre is always going to be a great place to be. They are going through hard times, but they will, you know, not everybody will survive, but the city centre will come back as it does in any place around the world. When we get our tourists back, that'll be huge. When we get our international students back, that'll be huge. But in the meantime, if we keep COVID-19 contained, more people will be coming back to do their normal work in the city, you know, including the students that are an important part of the city in Auckland, because we've got, you know, three universities that are operating around here, and that's part of the city life as well.
Well, we might have to leave it there this morning, but thank you so much, Mayor Phil Gough, for speaking to
us. Thanks, Rachel.
We'll talk to you.
Week.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Cheers. Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Gough.
Thank you.